first up, when someone signs on to a show like Bachelor in Paradise, what are they signing up to?
Well, look, it will depend very much on the terms of the agreement they sign. But one of the traps, for the television stations in these arrangements is that it has been found in the past, in the recent past, back in September last year, that sometimes these contestants and the contracts they sign can effectively be employment contracts. So long as they meet the test for employment, which is usually based on how much control the party engaging you has over your work, you can be defined as an employee, even if the contract itself tries to say that you're not. Now, once you're an employee, you actually have quite a lot of rights, quite apart from what arises in your contract. So in that case last year, it was a case involving a woman called Princeton against Seven Network, and it was on a she was a contestant on one of those home building, I won't mention the particular one, but one of those home building contestant shows. She was actually found by a workers' compensation court to be an employee because of the level of control that they exerted over her work for them and how important she was to their enterprise. So she was able to bring a claim for her medical expenses, for all of the sort of the psychological counselling that she suffered as a result of the stress that she experienced from being sort of cast as, you know, one of the bad, mean girls in the show. And there's quite a bit of literature coming out of the United States where these programs are really widespread that suggest that although they're said to be reality shows, they are almost scripted, and directors use all sorts of techniques to try and cast particular contestants in a different light. You know, there's the sweet ones and the mean ones and the stereotypical, you know, people from different parts of our society. And no matter how genuine those contestants are in their attempts to, you know, be good people, they can be portrayed in a way that often shocks them. And of course, with the widespread social media publications of these, you know, the viral way that these images travel around the world, they then become, you know, the victims of some quite nasty and psychologically damaging treatment. And in the US, people have actually sought to sue in what we would call tort for, you know, quite serious damages being inflicted upon them. Now, I'm not too sure whether that kind of a case would succeed in Australia, because our tort laws have never been quite the same as the US. But it is quite interesting that if one of these contestants can establish that they are an employee of the network, and that wasn't too difficult to prove in the Prince case last year, then the network will owe them duties of care that they can't necessarily escape simply by what they draft in their contracts.
Right. So that was kind of part of what I was, my next question was, Jamie has received a lot of criticism. He's been titled a whole bunch of things by different media outlets and even received death threats from the public. If he was in fact considered an employee, does the show have a responsibility to protect how he's been perceived in the public eye after the show has been aired?
Well, they will have a responsibility to do what they reasonably can do to protect him from any kind of foreseeable harm. So, for instance, let's say they didn't necessarily deliberately script him in that way, but these things happened. They could be required to take down posts from, you know, their own websites. They often have their own websites promoting programs. They could be required to do whatever that is reasonably within their power to protect him from that kind of, public bullying. That was one of the things that was a matter in the last year's case, is that it was within the scope of the influence of the network to stop this kind of thing escalating. But of course, they didn't have an interest in doing that, because the more of this kind of social media stuff that goes on, the more publicity they get for their program. You know, there is a commercial incentive to fan the flames of this kind of controversy.
Yeah, I think that's been some of the concern over Jamie's portrayal. There's been a lot of talk that he's been unfairly edited. They did things like they played circus music underneath some of his scenes, and then other times when he was talking, they would use Star Wars style titles, like going off into the galaxy to narrate some of his thoughts. With going off what you just said there, are these feasible things within the network's power to protect, that they should be doing to protect him?
Well, I think if they've done things that are deliberately designed to provoke ridicule of him, I think they're walking a very thin line. Certainly if they bore the responsibilities that an employer would bear, that would be a breach of their duty of care to provide, you know, reasonably safe working environment. If it is deemed to be a more distant commercial contract, they may not have quite such obligations. But they'd want to be very careful to make sure that they'd reserved a right for themselves to actually ridicule him if they wanted to be able to get away with that. And it's hard to imagine that a contestant would sign. They may very well sign a contract that says, oh, we agree that you can edit the program as you wish, but they may not explicitly agree that they're entitled to be ridiculed and made fun of and held up to ridicule.
Yeah, I think, I definitely can see that would be something that a lot of people probably wouldn't want to sign up to.
No, and that's right. And you know, even our harshest commercial law judges, you know, who want to enforce contracts on their own terms, say, you know, if you want to actually do something that is detrimental to the other party in a contract, there's plenty of authority to suggest that you have to be really explicit in claiming that entitlement from them in a contract. It won't be just assumed that you're allowed to treat someone like that because you've had a very general term in your contract saying, you know, how the matter is run is, you know, entirely at your discretion.
Yeah.
Even people's discretions in contracts are held to be able to be exercised only reasonably and not capriciously and not in bad faith.
Yeah. And to Channel 10's credit, Osher Ginsberg did tweet last week during one of the episodes that everyone on the show has full access to mental health professionals during the entire process. And that's been on the mind of a lot of people on Twitter recently. They're concerned over Jamie's actual mental health and how he carried himself throughout the show. Do these shows have a responsibility to protect contestants like Jamie from causing themselves harm?
Well, they may very well be responding to things that have happened in the United States, where people who've been contestants on these shows have ended up committing suicide, and then family members have sued the networks, you know, as a consequence of the network inflicting, you know, that kind of harm. So they may very well be realising that there's, you know, there is a serious risk of mental harm, and that they do need to demonstrate that they behave responsibly in protecting people against that.